Get up with Lorne and Ash Bollard. Good morning. Are you up? Hit 101.3.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Hump day?
It is.
Yes.
Sure is. Which means 7 shows left of 2019.
Cool.
Looks like we might have Nikki Webster on the show this morning. Did you see she's promoting Dance Mums is coming to Australia. Have you seen that show?
That's a horrible show.
So is this all the stage mums? Is that what that is?
It's basically about psycho parents.
Right.
That
live through their kids.
Like push their children to be like these psycho performers. I was obviously singer, dancer, actor when I was a kid.
Did all that, yeah.
But my mum wasn't a stage mum.
They're out there.
Stage mums are like schizo next level.
Surely the Aussie dance mums wouldn't be as bad as the US ones.
I knew a stage mum.
An Aussie one?
Yeah.
Bad?
Not as bad as these American ones.
Because you watch the American ones and you think, jeez.
I think Australians are more chill. You even watch like the housewives of the Australian housewives.
A bit too relaxed.
Well, it's just a bit lame if you ask me. Because they're not even minted.
Well,
if you compare them to the American ones.
It's like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Normally in the States, The Bachelor is someone with a lot of money.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, well, from the bits that I've seen, they've normally got a lot of money. And then here in Australia, they're renting Fords and they're doing ads and stuff. And then they go back to their regular life.
Oh.
And I think that's maybe why it doesn't work out. Because you go, oh, you drive a 2009 car like Gorney.
Suzuki Swift. Yeah, that could be disappointing.
Could be disappointing.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're on the hunt for dance mums here in Australia. Nikki Webster's on the hunt for it. We'll look to get her on a little bit later in the show, of course. $300, you've got this thing too for Beat Ash to win the cash. Not bad before Christmas.
Can you believe it?
Can't believe it. So 13, 12, 16 right now. If you'd like to play Beat Ash to win the cash, let me get a look at these questions this morning. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good ones.
Okay, can you pronounce everything on every
question? No, never can. But I'll use these couple of songs to go through it and see how I go when we come back. We're 13, 12, 16 right now. Let's do it. Beat Ash to win the cash. We play next on Hit. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3. Gorney and Ash Pollard's Beat Ash.
I am unbeatable.
To win the cash.
Got a nice Gary.
Gazza from North of Oaks.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Gary, I'm actually very well this morning, thank you.
Well, you're about to be a bit worse off, unfortunately.
Oh, here we go. We haven't had a bit of smack talk in a while.
We haven't, have we?
I like it.
All right, Gazza.
It's been very friendly until now. All right, Gaz, best of luck, man. $300 just to put towards the Christmas presents. The only thing standing between you and the cash is Ash. So best of 5.
Between me and the cash, unfortunately. Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing, he says. Nothing stands between him and the cash.
Love it when the big boys come to town.
Nice, Gary. All right, here we go. Best of 5. Good luck, Gaz. Your name's your buzzer. Get a question wrong, the other person gets a point. Question 1. What 3.5-hour film is copping flack currently for its length? Gary's in.
The Irishman.
The Irishman is correct.
Have you seen it?
On Netflix, no.
3.5 hours?
I haven't found the time to sit down and watch it just
yet. Oh, get over it.
Has anyone watched it yet? You watched it, Gaz?
No, I haven't yet because I haven't had time.
Producer Matt, he seems to find the time.
Yeah, it was good.
Was it?
I didn't realise it was 3.5 hours, so once I was 2 hours into it, I was already invested. My girlfriend wasn't very happy, but...
Is it a long 3.5 hours or is it a good movie to the point where you're like, wow, this is great?
It's good. The ending I thought was a cop-out when you got 3.5 hours to set it up.
I don't want to know the ending, mate. I might want to watch it when I find 3.5 hours. Question number 2. Beginning in 1953, what world-renowned brand of toy car started? What was the brand of toy cars in 1953?
Oh, my God. I'm taking a total punt. Is it Matchbox?
Matchbox is correct. Point apiece. Used to love those cars. They're the best. Question number 3. What is the world's largest bird?
Ash.
Ooh. I'll have to go out. I think it was Ash, right, Matt? Yep, Ash just got
albatross?
You on that one. Albatross is incorrect. It's an ostrich.
Oh, yeah.
Point goes to Gaz. If he gets this one, he wins. What is the main difference between a quartz watch and a mechanical one?
What?
The main difference between a quartz watch and a mechanical one. Gaz is quiet. Not having a crack.
Ash?
If you get this wrong, he wins.
Shit.
And now you've buzzed in. Are you
Does one run on batteries and the other one doesn't?
Producer Matt, are you accepting this? I need to go out to him because these are his questions.
I will accept that,
You're
going to
accept that? Okay. All right, you said it. I have here, the quartz watch uses battery, whereas a mechanical one uses a loaded spring to keep the time. All right, this is for the win, guys. Good luck.
Are you there, Gary?
You there, Gaz?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is it for $300.
Love you, Gazza.
What are the origins of the cuisine churrasco? Ooh.
See, I can't.
The origins.
Just ping in. You're going to have to count us down on this one.
Gaz doesn't know. Three, two, one. No one. Brazilian.
Okay.
For the win. Aside from the word litter, what more specifically do you call a group of kittens? Other than a litter, what more specifically would you call a group of kittens?
What?
Anybody. Three, two, one. A Kindle.
Oh, I wouldn't have known it. Gazza.
Answer to that question. All right.
Kindle?
Kindle of kittens, apparently, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For the win again. Game, set, match. Using the metric system, what is pascals used to measure?
What the hell are these questions?
These are all the questions I've left off for weeks because they're just too hard.
This is dumb.
Yeah. Using the metric system, what is pascals used to measure? What is it used to measure?
I don't know. So count us down.
Three, two, one. No one knows?
Yep.
Okay.
What is it?
Pressure.
Oh.
Pressure.
I'm not an engineer. I'm a mere radio host.
Which of these cities is fictitious? Oh. Fresno, 1770, Batman, Hogsmeade. Gary's in.
Batman
is incorrect, my friend.
You didn't beat Ash.
You can't beat me.
You win no cash.
Here, there's no cash, all right?
Should we just skim over your real muscle talk at the beginning there, Gazza, or what?
It's all right. Conor McGregor still talks it up and loses a few fights.
Yeah, I know. It's tragic, isn't it?
Now, talk to me, Batman producer Max. I know there'll be a few people going, what?
It's a city in Turkey.
It's a city in Turkey,
You're
Batman.
You're kidding.
The answer was Hogsmeade was the fictitious out of those.
Is Hogsmeade in Harry Potter?
Hogsmeade's in Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, it is.
And Blowhard was the one I didn't get to. That was the last one, Blowhard. So that exists too. All right, $350 on the show tomorrow.
Gazzaroni.
Can we get it to $400 by Friday as we head into Christmas? Lock it in. Just
love
after
you, Gaz.
Six.
Love you, Gaz.
See you, Gaz. Thanks for calling, mate. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
That smoke didn't clear for ages yesterday.
I know.
Went right through the night. It was full on yesterday.
Imagine being closer, though. God.
Yeah, I know. And if you check the Fires Near Me app, there is one quite close at the moment, which I saw they were reporting this morning. So jump on there and see if that affects you. After 6:30, oh, my God, I can't wait to play this audio to you.
Why?
I had lunch. My nan's in town.
Oh, yeah.
And her partner, Ivan, is with her. And something that he said,
I
had lunch. Oh, we lost it, man. And I had to pull out the phone and start recording audio. It was the best. The best. You've got to hear
any
it.
Sort of little bit of context?
No, I can't.
Damn it. I hate it when you do this.
No, I don't want to give it away. You've got to hear this for the first time.
Where's Ivan from?
He's from, now you put me on the spot here, Scottish or Irish.
With a name like Ivan.
They both sound very similar to me. I really should know that.
There's lots of terrible people called Ivan.
If my nan is listening right now, and I know she listens early, can you please message where Ivan is from? I'm pretty sure it's Scotland. But they get really offended if you say Ireland. God, I'll find out. But he's got an accent. He's got one of those kind of Irish or Scottish accents, which makes what he said even funnier when you hear it after 6:30, all right?
If he's Scottish, I love him.
You love it? Okay. All right, we'll get to that after 6:30 this morning. You don't want to miss that. It was too good. And don't forget our caller of the show today as well for the week, which we announce on Friday, is going to get this move-in bed Sydney for four people, which is the biggest outdoor cinema in the world. They put a bunch of queen beds in Moore Park, and we've got that for the family or a double date. It's fun. It's romantic. It's comfortable. It's move-in bed Sydney. Book your tickets now for our caller of the week. So get involved in the show this morning.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
So I was having a nice little lunch with my nan and her partner Ivan yesterday, and my wife Jamie's there as well. And out of nowhere, Ivan just burst out with the funniest thing. Mm. And it's the best when people have no idea what they're talking about, but when you know, it's just funny. So we're sitting there and we're having something to eat, and out of nowhere, Ivan goes, "What's teabagging?"
How does he?
And he asked with a straight face. He says, "What's teabagging?" And we all looked at each other. Jamie and I burst out laughing straight away. My nan even started laughing. I think my nan knew what teabagging was. And he said, I was watching this American show, and they said teabagging, and everyone started laughing. And he goes, "I didn't know what they were laughing at, so I thought I'd ask you guys what teabagging was." I pulled out my phone straight away and I hit record, and then Jamie tried to get him to say it again. Just to say, what is it exactly that you're asking? Take a listen.
Hang on, so what was it that you actually said?
What is teabagging?
So I didn't hear that right.
I'm not sure that somebody, some American said something about teabagging.
I don't know that you want to know what it is. If you want to get a good night's sleep tonight.
Where? I'll just tell you.
Give me a sanitized version. There's something to do with sex.
I don't know that there's any sanitized version of it.
So at this point, he has no idea what teabagging is. And anyone listening right now, if you don't know, you're about to find out, because I tried to explain teabagging to my nana's partner, Ivan. He's in his 80s. Never heard of teabagging before. This was my attempt at telling him what teabagging is.
Teabagging is... I can't even explain it.
I can't, because...
Did it happen on Big Brother once?
It happened on Big Brother.
Or was that... No, that was turkey slap.
Do you know what a turkey slap is?
Teabagging is...
When they dip...
Turkey slap is something to do with your balls.
Yeah.
Teabagging is something
so it's usually...
With your balls.
What?
Dip your balls in...
You dip your balls in someone's mouth.
That's teabagging.
That's why I had to ask you again what you'd said, because I thought he didn't really say that.
That's too much for me.
Bless him. He sounds so cute.
And then somehow we got onto turkey slapping, which I tried to explain to him as well.
What's that?
You don't know. Come on, you know, that was on Big Brother. A couple of...
Mate, I don't watch that shit.
Oh, but it was big news back then. Someone got booted out of the Big Brother house for turkey slapping. It's where you slap your turkey on someone's face. I mean, don't do it.
You doodle?
Yeah, don't do it.
Who is slapping doodle on face?
I don't know. People out there do it. And when the doors are closed and the lights are off, who knows what people get up to.
Brains.
Yeah, who knows what people get up to, but yeah.
When you teabag someone, is it like a prank when someone's fallen asleep with their mouth open?
Well, there is cases of that, yes. But I guess, you know, teabagging's also if you are, I don't know, in the bedroom, I guess.
Oh, so, does your partner go, "Can you teabag me?"
Well, I don't know if anyone asks.
I'm like Ivan, not really familiar with this.
I don't know
sort
if anyone asks for it. I don't know if anyone says, "Oh, can you please teabag me?" Here's a tip. Don't go teabagging this weekend.
Teabagging.
Don't go teabagging.
Teabagging.
Yeah, but like it's a joke thing.
I think it's both. I think it can be a joke
thing. It's a sexy thing.
And I think it can also be a sexy thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So then you got to be like, "Hey, can you teabag me?"
Yeah, I would say that's the only time to teabag someone. Do not do it when it has not been asked for. Can we all agree on that?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, what
a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Christmas. Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me.
Halfway through the 12 days of Christmas, can we just say a massive thanks to Domain West Gosford for coming on board this and
huge thank you.
Helping us out with the gift cards and the gifts that Ash have organised. So if you need anything for Christmas, pop in there. They're the place to be. You can get your home Christmas ready as well. Domain West Gosford, furniture, bedding and outdoor. Take a look for yourself as you do your Chrissy shopping. First bloke we've chatted to in the 12 days of Christmas, I hear.
Yeah.
Well, the lady's been getting through on the show, but Richard from Gorrican, good morning.
Morning, Richie.
Good morning.
Richard. You know, my brother's name is Richard. I call him Richie Poos. Do you get Richie Poos?
Oh, I get Richie. I get Richie Rich. I get all the norms.
What about Dick?
Yeah, I get that every now and then, just from the older generation, though.
Where did that
My dad calls my brother Dickie Boy.
Where did that originate from? Do you know, Richard?
Mate, to be honest, I've always asked that question, but the answer really is, how do you get Dick from Richard? You just ask.
Don't know. Jeez, oh no. And I was going to jump on Google
Richie
and find
Poo.
Out. I'm going to find out.
Mate,
still
you
gonna...
skim. You didn't even get that joke.
No, I got
until
it.
I got it before you, and that's
I got it.
That is brilliant.
But I've recently read a complaint, so I was on my best behavior. All right, let's
gotta
do.
Love
what,
ya.
Let's do what we're here to do, Richard, and that is pick between the gift and the gift card. Ash, you want to sell what you've got?
Mate,
this morning?
I don't even know what I got this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Look, it's luck of the draw this morning.
Luck of the draw,
Rich.
Did you hear just before six?
No, sorry.
Okay, because I might have done a little slip up. But anyway, you have the choice here. Now, Ash's prize gift yesterday.
Yeah, look, I got some wonderful things, but yesterday my...
It was huge, almost $2,000.
Yeah.
And mine was a $200 gift card, so that's a big difference there. But then you don't know if it's going to be reversed or what's going to happen here this morning. So take your pick, mate, gift or the gift card.
Look, as much as I'd love the gift card I can give to more people by spending on more people.
Right.
So I'm going to go to the gift card today if I can.
Okay.
I hope it's not $50.
You're going to spread the love. All right.
Spread the love.
Again, like Ash, I don't pick the gift cards here. I'm the gift card guy, but I don't select the amount. But it is luck of the draw here. So best of luck. Here we go. Gift card for day six.
On the sixth day of Christmas.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me. $200 Domain West Gosford gift card.
There we go. Beauty. $200.
That's it.
Jimmy Love was obviously too lazy to change it from yesterday, so he's like, we'll leave it at $200.
Hey, it's better than a kick in the pants.
That's right.
What about...
Kick in the Richard. let's find out what you would have got had you gone with Ash this morning. Day six of the gift.
On the sixth day.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard gave to me a Sheridan Super Plush Bathroom Pack. Ooh.
Ooh. What's that worth on there, Ash? Ash has got the list there. She's just finding out right now. What's that worth?
I don't even know.
He's got $200.
I can't even say. Oh, huh?
The bathroom.
$197.85.
Pretty even.
So even, Stephen.
Pretty even.
Win-win today.
Win-win,
yeah.
Richard. That's
there
what it's all about. Congrats, man. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, guys.
What's the go for Christmas for you, buddy? I love finding out what people get up to. Mm. What's happening?
We love to have a Christmas breakfast. So
nice.
We get together with all the family and do a Christmas breakfast. And then just the rest of the day for everyone to have a relax and enjoy what we've had for the day.
How good's that? Roll into Boxing Day, put on the test.
Oh, mate, loving it. Can't wait to kick my feet up and watch the Aussies.
Oh, that's so boring.
No, it's not. That's the dream.
Do it all day.
Yeah, I could do it, for 5 days from Boxing Day once it kicks off, the cricket.
Oh.
All right, Richard, thanks very much, mate. Day seven is tomorrow for the 12 days of Christmas. What will be given away? You can get your home Christmas ready. Domain West Gosford, furniture, bedding and outdoor.
Are you up?
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Our producer Matt's just sending us some fire updates that are coming through this morning.
I've got it.
Yeah, what have you got there? There's a fair bit there.
This email says... The 3-mile bushfire remains at a watch and act alert after crews battled through the night to stop it from threatening properties on the Central Coast western fringes. The advice to residents is to enact your bushfire survival plan now and leave early if you're not adequately prepared.
Jeez.
Mangrove Mountain and Pete's Ridge are advised to monitor conditions and be on alert for embers and spot fires.
Okay, very.
You can get all this information on the application, the RFS app, which is fires near me.
It's very smoky in the studio right now.
It's very smoky.
And it's picked up, I would say, in the last hour too. So, yeah, definitely jump on that app. And just on the M1 this morning, there's a truck breakdown, lane 1 southbound after the Hawkesbury River Bridge, which is causing some delays. More on that very soon.
In other news, I would like to introduce you to Picasso Pollard.
Here we go. What have you done?
Now, I did mention to you yesterday that I am currently painting some pictures.
I've seen some pictures of your painting.
Yeah.
Very good.
Now, I'm not an artist. Well, at least I didn't think I was.
Everyone's an artist.
Well, I just didn't think I was a painter.
You just need to bring that artist out of you.
And I have.
Yeah.
So I've painted a picture which I showed you.
Are you allowed to say what it's for yet?
I'm not saying who.
You're not going to say what it's for. You're saying that.
I'm painting some stuff, okay?
Very. You impressed me. I'm easily impressed, but
this is me painting yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Yet another painting.
You've got the bug.
Now see, look at this painting here, right? Do you like that?
Not as much as the other one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like the other one more.
Okay, well.
Can you describe it for anyone listening right now? They don't really know what I'm looking at there.
This painting here that I'm showing you, Gaundy, is it's like a combination of black, white, grey, gold,
copper.
And it's, okay.
Well, look coppery to me.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And it's like I don't know what you call them, a drag painting where you put a whole bunch of different paints, you layer it and you sort of drag it over the canvas so it all mixes in together.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've done this and I took it into a framing joint yesterday to get it framed. And I left the framing joint without having got it framed because I thought it was a bit too expensive. And then I get an email from said framing joint later. They must have got my email address from my Instagram. But it says, "Hi Ash, thanks so much for coming in today. We loved talking to you and seeing your beautiful artwork. After you left, we had a talk and were wondering if you were interested in hanging up some of your artworks you've done in our gallery. We're currently offering spots in our gallery, commission-free, and would like to invite you to exhibit your pieces."
Interesting.
"Feel free to pop back in when you're back from Melbourne."
Do you get any cash for that?
If I sell my artwork.
Oh, so you put it up and then people can come in and buy the artwork.
Yeah.
That's a little way to make some extra coin. Nice. I will say they are good. When you showed me, I thought, when you told me what you were doing it for, I went, "Oh, this is going to be lame. Don't do that." And then when you showed me, I went, "Wow, you could pass that off as a professional. You really could."
Yeah, thanks.
That's how good they are.
I'm almost in disbelief at how talented I am.
Well, that doesn't sound like you.
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
It is Wednesday.
Liam, listen to me,
Liam. Wait, this crap. No, I want my bacon. I got to tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard's
Whinge Wednesday.
13, 12, 16 right now with your whingers this morning. We love them.
You got a whinge?
I do.
Do tell.
Yeah, let me go to it here. Flight sales. Mm-hmm. Flight sales that are so date specific that you can never even go on the flight.
Yep.
You mean they're like, "Oh, fly to New York for $99 and you click on it. It's like you can fly between August 17 and 19, 2036 if you're free.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm free then.
Annoying. Yeah.
Don't sell me on the deal if I can't do the deal. No one can do the deal.
Yeah.
So that's my winch.
I'll jump on board that one.
Yeah, you're down with
that one? That's annoying.
I've not once got myself a $99
Neither
bargain
have I.
Because of the dates. The dates always rule me out. Give it to me over Christmas or Easter or the peak times.
Exactly.
Then I can actually take a break.
Yeah.
All right, 13, 12, 16, we have double passes to the Lunar Electric Music Festival on Jan 4, and we got this $100 voucher as well at a Loom Beauty Westfield Tugra for your whinges this morning. We'll take them after the news.
Oh, what a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Liam, listen to me,
Liam. Wait, this crap. No, I want my bacon. Bacon is good for me.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard's
Whinge Wednesday.
All right, 13, 12, 16 is our number. We love the whinges on a Wednesday. Everyone loves a whinge.
Gosh, yes, we do.
Get it off your chest with us.
Yep.
Let's do one now before we go to a song and come back with a few more. Ashley from Shelley Beach, kick us off this morning. What's your whinge?
I want to have a whinge that I'm pregnant during summer.
Ooh, yes.
That would
how,
be tough.
How far along are you, Ash?
I'm 35 weeks.
How many weeks in total?
35.
No, like for a pregnancy.
I think it's 39, isn't it?
Is it? Oh.
39 to 40.
Yeah, about 39 weeks. So you got 4 weeks to go, which takes you right across Christmas into January.
Oh, what are you doing? You're like...
You have not timed it well.
No.
Oh. But Ash, you'll get a nice little Christmas surprise or nice little 2020 surprise.
That's right. I'm very excited.
And then when they get old enough, you can play them this segment on the radio where you complained about
you're not even full swing into summer yet, so you're kind of lucky.
Yeah.
But then there's also the 3 months after the pregnancy where you can't have any kind of, well, that kind of fun anyway, because you've the breast milk, it contaminates the breast milk.
Yeah.
Sucks to be pump you, Ashley.
Dump. Pump and dump, as they say.
As they say. Oh, great way to kick us off this morning. I mean, a joyous time as well, of course. And as long as the baby's happy and healthy, that's all that matters in this world. 13, 12, 16. Get some more going this morning. Some whinges. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Right now we're doing this.
Liam, listen to me. Listen to me, Liam.
Wait, this crap. No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
Gaundy and Ash Pollard's
Wish Wednesday.
13, 12, 16 is our number. People can deny all they like that they're not whingers. Everyone...
We're all whingers.
If you check yourself throughout the day, if you get to the end of the day and go, how many times did I whinge today? You realise it's a lot.
Mm.
Without even knowing we're doing it, we're whinging about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just be grateful for what we've got?
Well, sometimes, you know, it's cathartic.
That's what it
to
is.
To get it off your chest.
Yes. Let's go to Chris at Gorican on 13, 12, 16. Chris, what's your whinge?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm going to have a whinge about your competition lines. They are so epically hard to get onto, except for this one.
Well, they're so popular. That's the problem.
Exactly right.
Which ones you been trying for?
Oh, mate, I've been trying since Alpha Bucks. So, like,
since
forever.
Since Alpha Bucks. 12 days of Christmas we got running at the moment.
12 days.
Mate, you've got to have us on speed dial.
I do. That's the problem.
And you know what's ironic about this? You know what's ironic about this, Chris? You've got through and you've got no prize. So
I know. I actually ran the memory out on my iPhone once, trying to call you guys.
Really?
What?
Well, we've got X amount of phone lines, but sometimes you just need to keep on trying. The people that do win prizes will tell you, you just got to, if you get an engaged dial, don't give up then. Call back.
There are some professional people.
There really
that
is.
Do this.
Some professionals. Well, Chris, hopefully this isn't the last time we chat to you.
All good. Thanks, guys.
Hold the line. I mean, you might get the best wins this morning. Just hold tight there. You might get something out of it. Let's go to Bailey at Killarney Vale. Morning, Bales.
Morning. How you guys going?
Yeah, we're good.
What's your whinge, mate?
When you go to Macca's and you order chicken nuggets and they don't give you sweet and sour sauce.
No.
Rude.
And then they want you to pay for it. Anyone that charges 50 what? Cents a sauce, I don't know if Macca's do this. Do Macca's do that, Bailey?
Yeah, they do.
So they charge you? I just think, here's what I think on it. If you order nuggets or something like that, it should come with the sauce.
Uh-huh.
I just think it should be included in the package.
Right.
Even if you want to add 50 cents to the price of the nuggets. I don't know. I just don't want to pay the extra.
Mate, you didn't get the nugs this morning, did you?
I did.
Nugs for breakfast.
Nugs for brekkie?
I was craving them.
Sometimes you just have a craving any time of the day. And now they've got that 24-hour menu. You can get whatever you want whenever you want.
Yeah.
And were they good? Were they delicious?
Oh, they were on point.
How good's their sweet and sour sauce there, by the way? It's something different there. I don't know what it is. I love the stuff.
All right, let's not get too into it.
How good's McDonald's? Can you deliver some McDonald's?
Well, what are we having now? Who's the next winch?
Let's get a Liz at Killarney Vale. Morning, Liz.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
how
mate.
Are you?
We're good.
What's your whinge, Liz?
Underappreciated stay-at-home mothers, and especially in December, having to deal with this bloody elf on a shelf stuff.
Oh.
Liz, I'm sorry, I'm not buying into the elf on the shelf.
You love Christmas, Ash. What are you hating about elf on a shelf?
It's
part of Christmas.
It's contrived and it's ridiculous.
It's a bit of fun for the kids, guys.
No, it's not. There's way more fun things.
Like?
My house got pulled apart and he was finally found in the fridge.
In the fridge.
Yeah.
I've never got into Elf on a Shelf myself, but I appreciate the fun of it.
Don't you find it creepy? Like, you're telling your kid.
What?
Yep.
That there's
it's a good leverage, but because he goes back to Santa every night to tell them what little
of course he does.
Yeah, like some creep elf is hanging around in your house spying on you and going back to Santa. What's that?
The whole of December's about weirdos sneaking into your house, isn't it?
It actually is, now that you think about it, Liz.
Santa's verified. He's got the blue tick. He's all good. He can come down and deliver
the
gift.
He's got the blue tick. He's got his working with children check.
He does. All right, which one are we going with this morning, Ash? Which one are we liking? You like that one?
Man, feel bad for Chris, but I actually quite like Liz's.
Well, let's go Liz this morning. How about we send you off with this $100 voucher this morning to Alum Beauty Westfield Tugra to get your brows and lashes done?
Oh, my goodness. It's been forever. I've got four children, so what a treat.
There you go.
Go on, Liz.
Wow.
Forget Elf on the bloody Shelf.
Yeah, and I can't even share that with them, so that's amazing.
Perfect. Well, that's a little Christmas present from us to you. Enjoy that.
Hey, you're welcome.
Let me just say this, because it is party season. It's here. Book now before the end of this month and you'll receive 50% off full volume lashes. What was your question?
I just want to know, like, is there something lying around that we could gift to Chris?
Oh, for the Chris, you're back on the air with us. You've called many times and never got a prize.
I'm baited. What do you got?
We've got these festival tickets. Double pass to Lunar Electric Music Festival, Jan 4th.
You guys are legends. Thank you.
That sounds right up your alley.
That'll make you happy, Chris.
Yeah, kids will love it. I've got four of them, so.
All right.
There you go. All right, set them off there. It is Australia's biggest homegrown EDM festival, Lunar Electric, Jan 4th. Get your tickets
and
through
Bailey,
Ticket Booth.
You get nothing.
Ticketbooth.com. Well, Bailey's got his nuggets from this morning, so he's a happy camper.
Oh, yeah.
He's got his nugs.
Good on you, Bailey.
Good on you, everybody,
Are you ready? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Right now, 22 degrees. It is climbing.
It is climbing.
Yes.
And so are these fires. So, you know, the Woolamai National Park fire has just, like, absolutely expanded.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy to have a look at it on this Rural Fire Service application that I have downloaded. Now, there's another fire as well, and they're saying that potentially those might join over the weekend and become a humongous bushfire.
So I'm booked in this weekend to go to Glenworth Valley.
It is very, very close. So it's sort of trickling into Mangrove Mountain now.
Right.
And, like, it does look pretty close to Glenworth Valley, actually.
They are finding it tough to contain these, aren't they? I know they keep telling us, you go a few days and you think it's under control and everything's sort of semi back to normal and it can just change like that.
Like, it's massive. It's huge.
All right.
And I hope that for your sake and for everybody else's, it just, I don't know.
Well, looking at the weather, we've got no rain over the next couple of days. So tomorrow's 32.
It's the wind. Like, you know, the wind and the heat and everything's dry.
Yeah. The smoke is thick outside when you take a look too at the moment. Emmy Mack has more on that in the news coming up for you right now. Fires Near Me is the app we always mention as well, so take a look there.
Oh, what a good day. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
Hit 101.3.
Get ready, Central Coast.
Live for free, drive for free with 7 years free scheduled servicing on the new Holden Trailblazer Storm Edition, Tugra and West Gosford.
Everybody's free.
Hit 101.3's Live for Free.
Give us a name, Darl.
Oh.
Been a while since I used the word Darl. Yeah, I'm bringing it. I told you I'm bringing it back. Yeah, go on, you Darl.
Carolyn Banzas and Jason Shaw.
All right, they're the two names. We have a 100% strike rate still. Mm-hmm. Wonder if we'll keep this into the new year. Let's go to the phones. Who we got there?
Hello.
If you can hear us right now. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi.
Excellent.
That would be Carolyn. Yee-hoo.
Woohoo.
Oh, mate, well done. You're a finalist.
Woohoo.
Yee-hoo.
Could be living for free.
Carolyn, why did you enter?
I've got two little kids and my hubby works overseas. And so sort of raising the little kids by myself and it'd be nice for you to come home.
What does your husband do overseas for work?
Oh, he's a mechanic. He works in the mines.
Oh,
what, like a few weeks on, few weeks off situation?
8 weeks and 4 weeks. So eight weeks away.
4 weeks.
Do you like that turnaround, or would you like to see a bit more sort of 2 weeks, 1 week, a bit more regular? Or is it the 4 weeks is great?
Oh.
It's tough, isn't it?
Catch 22.
Yeah, I know.
Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other.
Yeah, that's the one.
By the end of the 4 weeks, you're like, all right, rack off now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, see ya.
And then a couple of weeks and you're like, oh, I miss him again.
Mm. Yeah, give it a week and it's like, oh, God, where is he?
That's like me and Pistol Pete, really.
Well, that's why you got the perfect deal going at the moment.
Kind
the long
of.
Distance.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the thing, Carolyn. You are one step closer to living for free for an entire year, which would help out big time. And the guys that are planning this event, I'll let you know, there's talk of a helicopter. Did I say too much?
Yes, okay. Definitely. Shut up.
Oh. Live for free, drive for free.
Tell me more.
That's all I know. I didn't know it was a secret.
God.
Hey, that's all right. Big time. Big time stuff. Live for free, drive for free, 7 years free scheduled servicing.
I'm trying to get Shannon Knoll to come.
Are ya?
Have I said too much?
My arch nemesis. Mm. I'm trying to double the money. Have I said too much?
I'm a legend. Have I said too much?
T's and C's, none of this may apply. The new Central Coast, Holden, Colorado, West Gosford and Tuggera. 10 o'clock is your next chance to win, to get yourself on the standby list to become a finalist. Next on the show, let's talk Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
And I've got something that I think is going to fire up the ladies that listen to the Gaundy and Ash show.
In a good way? Like they're going to feel hot downstairs or what?
I'll leave that up to their own interpretation.
Okay.
But be listening next if you want to get worked up over Channing. Oh, hang on, I just got a text from one of the guys out in the...
Out where?
Out in the department that we were just talking about.
What department?
Out in the promotions department. They said, shut up!
Exactly.
It's going to be big, guys. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Unpopular opinion, Ash Pollard. Okay. I know. Mm. But... Channing Tatum. Mm. He's in Australia at the moment. So he announced yesterday or something that they're coming to Australia with their Magic Mike live show.
Let's do it.
Riding my phone. He was on the project. Our man Tommy Little was chatting to Channing Tatum.
In your stripping career, did you put something so there was no unsightly bumps? Did you have anything? Did you stack the jocks?
No, it was just, this is what it was.
Oh, God, I wish I could fill out a pair of jocks.
Was he an actual stripper?
Channing Tatum mania has hit Australia.
He wasn't a stripper before.
Well, he was in the
movie. He was a dancer, wasn't he?
He was a dancer. He was in the movie Magic Mike. Our producer Matt was telling me he became famous as a dancing janitor. Is that right? In a movie or something? What was the movie you were talking about this morning,
Step
Maddie?
Up. He was also...
Oh, was
he was in Coach Carter too, wasn't he?
Yes. I remember him in Coach Carter. He was in the basketball team. That's right. Anyway, Channing Tatum's in Australia at the moment and they're coming live and all the ladies were losing their minds yesterday. I saw a few in Melbourne that I know that went to the show.
Yeah.
Just going mad for Channing. And I thought, and I'm not one to judge someone's looks, but when someone's put into the sexiest man alive category and it's always debated about Channing Tatum, I thought, unpopular opinion by me, but Channing Tatum, not that hot. Discuss.
Oh, I thought you said disgust.
No, discuss the topic. Oh.
Well, okay. For the first time, I might have to agree with you.
Okay. Oh, you're not a
He's not my cup of tea.
Right.
To me, he sort of looks a little bit like Mr. Potato Head.
Okay. I get that he's probably hotter than me. There'll probably be people going, Gaundy, what are you talking about? It's Channing Tatum. But I just thought, in my opinion, I was just like, oh, I don't know. Everyone says he's the sexiest man alive.
I think what the issue is, and I've just jumped onto Google Images.
13, 12, 16, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Should
we do a Pollard poll?
If you want to do a Pollard poll on if Channing Tatum is hot or not, then let's put it out there. 13, 12, 16.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
Is Channing Tatum hot? Yes or no, simply.
Ladies that froth on him. Jamie loves him.
Channing Tatum. Okay, Google image. I like it when he was a bit younger because his face looks a bit like Botox-y now.
He changes a lot. He changes.
And I liked when his hair was sort of a bit longer.
This is so shallow of us to debate whether it changed.
He was... Yeah, we are very judgy.
Well, no, but this is what people do. And normally it's directed at the ladies, so it's about
time
a bloke...
I'll tell you what's hot.
About time a bloke had a run at this.
I don't fancy him as an actor. I don't believe he has great acting skills.
Okay.
But I believe he's an amazing dancer.
Good dancer.
That's what's hot. It's really hot when men know how to move.
Right.
Like, that gets me. You're a bit of a prawn, but you can move on the D floor. I'm all yours.
You're all yours. Well, I'm sure if you walked into the room... Maybe if we saw him in person, we would think, whoa.
Also,
I see what they're talking about now.
Let's give away for our callers this morning. Best caller.
Yeah.
A Loom beauty voucher.
Let's go to Kelly at Charmhaven. What are you saying, Kel?
Oh, absolutely. 150%. He can leave his shoes at the end of my bed any day.
So he's hot, Kel.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Absolutely. It's everything about him. Him, his... his demeanour, his body, his everything.
Just everything.
What about the uneven teeth situation? That gets me. He's got like Bugs Bunny teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, my friend mentioned that last night. I was like, we just can't be friends. Like, so, there's nothing about him that
this
I would
is,
not have.
This is mean. I take that back. I can't even believe
I'm not trying to be mean here by any means, and I know Channing would not care what I have to say. All I'm saying is that I feel
I'm
it's
not
an
condoning
un-
this sort of behaviour.
It's an
by
unpopular
us.
Opinion by me to say I don't see.
I need to get off this bandwagon.
I just don't see the
hype.
Yeah, but obviously you do, Kelly. And let's get it.
It's just my partner, but
your partner doesn't see
maybe
it either.
Maybe it's a jealous thing.
Maybe it is. Could be.
Absolutely, it has to be. Yeah.
Let's go to Donna.
Don't want to be in the same category.
Well, Kelly, hold tight there because let's go to Donna at Berkeley Var. What do you think, Donna?
He does nothing for me. I'm with you, Ash.
Okay.
Does nothing for you.
Okay.
No, and even back in the day, they used to say Brad Pitt was the hottest man alive.
Well,
did
no.
Did nothing for me.
Nah, so
no, it did nothing for me either.
No, I get the Brad Pitt thing. I see why he's one of the best looking guys.
I mean, he's handsome. Look, they're both handsome, but like, they're not giving me the zing.
No, me either.
Mm.
Let's go to Carly at Tuggeranong on 13, 12, 16. This has fired up the ladies this morning. Good morning, Carly.
Oh, good morning, Gondi. Morning, Ash.
Welcome to the show, mate.
Hi, Carly. Hot or not?
Hot.
Hot as. Oh, he does it for me.
So it says here he's just short of the sexiest man alive. So who do you put above Channing?
Oh, I can't even remember the name. I totally blanked.
He's that hot, he's made you go blank, whoever it is.
I'll tell you who the hottest man alive is.
Who?
Who played Bane on Batman?
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Hottest man alive!
He's underrated, Tom Hardy, isn't he, for a lot of people? He doesn't get mentioned a lot, but...
Because you know why?
Yeah. I'll put it out there now, Tom Hardy, not hot.
I'll put it out there now. Even though he's got that bung tooth, he has a bung tooth.
You like that?
What is wrong with me? I have double standards, is what I do.
I think we all know that.
Tom Hardy's divorced!
Are you ready? Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Yesterday we spoke about the Bucks party that I went to on Friday with Simon Baggs from the Newcastle Breakfast Show. We had him running down the main street of Newcastle
In
my mankini.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was one of those days. And during that day, we came up with something, producer Matt and I, after a couple of lemonades. And I thought, does this convert into an actual good idea, or is this just something that we talked about on the Bucks and maybe should just be left at that?
Well, would you like to run it by me?
Well, here we are. I'm going to run it by you right now. So I thought maybe just to, what have we got, 7 shows left of the year?
Yeah.
I thought a great way to round out the year. How did we even get onto this topic of discussion, Matt? Do you even remember how we got onto this train of thought?
Mate, no idea.
No
I think
idea.
You just started saying that his song
yes,
was the best of all time.
Was one of the greatest of all
Whose
time,
song?
Yeah. I said Joel Turner's These Kids is one of the greatest songs of all time. These kids trapped in a
struggle ain't not another one of these stupid things.
And I said to Matt, let's get Joel Turner on the show. He said, why? I said, I don't know. Let's just get him on. What's he been up to?
Who was that other ning-nong you got on?
Blast in the past. What, Jesse McCartney?
Oh, my God.
When I sung Beautiful Soul, he's coming out to Australia next year, Jesse McCartney, for something. We saw, what was that thing?
Yesterday. So Pop. He'll be touring with the Pussycat Dolls. We might have tickets to that,
yes.
So stay tuned.
Yes.
Who's this guest person? What's
so Joel Turner was on Australian Idol back in the day, and I said to Maddie, let's get Joel Turner on. We had no reason why. And then I said, what about if we get him to beatbox a Christmas tune? Not bad. It's Christmas
I'll
time.
Be down for that.
If we could get Joel Turner to beatbox a Christmas tune... That's pretty good stuff.
What else has this Joel Turner done?
Well, I've looked up a couple of other songs here. I mean, These Kids is the obvious one. That's his biggest. This one's called Funk You Up.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah. Funk You Up.
This one was Knock You Out, which I think he did for Anthony Mundine from memory. Yeah, take a look at that.
Oh my god.
I think Anthony Mundine was in this film clip. Bit of Eye of the Tiger stuff. And then this is the other one we have in our system here called The Wall.
No, that's not great.
Nah, the other ones were better. But if we get him to beatbox a Christmas tune, I think that'll go off.
Have you looked on his Instagram?
Producer Matt, you're on the trail at the moment, right?
Yeah, he's got a little Facebook and he's been relatively active doing bits and pieces of music, so I think it's an achievable goal.
So he hasn't vanished off the face of the earth?
No, he hasn't.
We've only got 7 shows left to get this guy on the air beatboxing a Christmas tune just in time for Christmas. And we need him to film it too so we can post it, because can you imagine?
God, you have some weird ideas.
Joel Turner from back in the day.
How the hell? Like, was there a song on at the bar? Or
Producer Matt, how did it happen again?
I think it had something to do with beatboxing, and then you just went, Joel Turner, he is the greatest. This is the greatest song of all time.
I got very excited, didn't I?
And he actually knew the words. Gorney started singing the song. He knew the words.
Trapped in a struggle lane, nowhere to hand. I'll get it back on again. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. These kids trapped in a struggle lane, nowhere to head in a head full of trouble is always beginning, and nobody knows the struggling they go through. And you wouldn't believe me if I told you. For anyone that couldn't see, I did the conductor's stop
end
on that
scene.
One. Do we have any Joel Turner fans out there, 13, 12, 16, who...
I'm baffled. Like, how does your brain even work?
Well, a couple of lemonades responsibly, and Joel Turner's he's all of a sudden on the show. I'm happy to give it 10 seconds here. I'm looking at the phone lines right now. I'm going to turn to the phone lines, and I'm going to say this again.
What was your question?
13, 12, 16, do we have any Joel Turner fans out there, or am I the only one? And would you like to hear Joel Turner beatbox a Christmas tune just for a laugh, just for why not factor? Or am I alone on this one? Producer
you
Matt.
You got a cricket noise there, mate?
You're on board. Matt's on board.
100%.
He's on board.
You better put
Phone's ringing. Phone's ringing. Is this a terrible idea or is this a good idea?
Oh, no. Now the phone's
ringing.
Here we
go. And I'm not even offering a prize. I want the pure Joel Turner fans from back in the Australian Idol days. All right, we're going to go to a break and then we're going to chat to some mad Joel Turner fans and we are going to get this Christmas tune beatboxed by Joel Turner before the end of 2019.
Cool.
Love it. Oh, what a
good day. Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.
Who would have thought I would have saved my best idea for the end of 2019?
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thought?
God, thank God you're here, because...
I know. No, you've had some good ideas this year too.
Just one.
The 12 Days of Christmas was your idea.
Yeah.
That was good. Push It with Pollard's been a great idea.
All right, let's not talk about what my ideas were.
Well, we're a team, mate. Your ideas are my ideas and my ideas are your ideas. But this one is... This one has taken us to a whole new level.
Mm.
This one is Joel Turner, who you might remember from Australian Idol, which I got into a random conversation at a Bucks party with our producer, Matt, and then somehow I was like, let's get that guy on the show. And we want him to beatbox a Christmas tune before the end of the year. You might know him from this absolute tune. Now, it's fair to say not a lot has been heard out of Joel for a fair while, or has there been? With the true Joel fans out there.
What is... I would like to know what's happening with him.
Well,
oh, my God.
What?
Just Google imaged him.
Yes. And?
Dear,
I haven't seen the 2019 version of Joel Turner.
Mm.
I want him on this show beatboxing a Christmas tune before the end of the year just for a laugh.
I think he's... How old is he? Like 40?
I haven't checked his age. Let's go to some fans, though, because people, I said, if you want him on the show, call us. Mm-hmm. And Holly from Budgie Boy, you're a massive Joel Turner fan.
Yeah, I am. I'm with you, Gordon. Yeah, I reckon that song's awesome. Should definitely get him on the show.
Would you like to hear him beatbox a Christmas tune?
100%.
Holly, do you even know what he's doing now?
No, it doesn't really matter.
Oh. I was going to say the exact same thing. As long as he beatbox us a Christmas tune, that's all we care about, isn't it, Holly?
Now, just that's quickly right. in the break, yes. you were doing a mock beatbox.
Oh, don't get me to do it.
Joel
it's so
Turner.
Bad.
Give us what you anticipate.
Well, I'm not
it
a beatboxer.
Like.
He's a professional beatboxer.
Is
I was,
he?
I was
is
trying
he?
To do Jingle Bells beatbox style. Bing boom boom bing boom 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 boom
boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom
boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom boom
boom boom boom
boom boom boom
boom boom boom boom
boom boom boom boom boom boom.
Do you know how to beatbox?
No.
Say baboons and pigs.
Baboon and pigs.
No,
baboon,
say baboons,
pigs.
Baboons and pigs. And
baboons and pigs.
Okay, now only say the plosives.
Baboon boom pigs.
No.
I'm not the here plosives. For a beatboxing lesson. I'm here for Joel Turner fans.
Well, you need one.
Let's go to Tamara at Wyong Creek. Good morning, Tamara.
Morning.
Big Joel Turner fan?
I am. I remember him walking onto a stage and saying, I woke up this morning, my brother told me to get on the show.
What was that bit? What's that about?
When he went onto Australian Idol, he didn't have it planned. His brother woke him up that morning and said, oh, look, this is on today, let's go.
Oh, like he went and got in the lineup to audition?
Yep.
I think he was a bit of a troubled teenager back then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
From my memory of Australian Idol days.
Okay.
Let's go to Michelle at Killarney Vale. Not everyone's on board this idea, are they, Michelle?
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. You're a Joel Turner hater.
I'm not a hater. Well, that's, what is that? That's a bit of a strong word to use.
Okay.
But I don't know, Ash, I don't know what was worse, listening to Joel Turner or Gaundy sing.
No, Joel Turner is a professional beatboxer, and when he beatbox a Christmas tune, it's going to bring a little smile to your cold heart.
I was cringing, Gaundy, cringing when you were singing. I was like, tone deaf.
Yeah, well, hang on.
Are you talking about the Jesse McCartney thing from back in the day?
What?
Or the beatbox I just did?
No, I'm talking about when you were singing the song. Before...
Oh, Joel Turner, these kids.
Yeah, oh.
I was singing it like he sings it. It's just that real sort of low, these kids caught in it. Because that's what you do when you're... He's a better beatboxer than a singer, so...
Yeah, okay. Well, Ash, when Gaundy said that your ideas are his ideas and his ideas are your ideas, no.
Not this one.
No.
Not this one.
No. Oh, you wait until he beatboxes a Christmas tune and then you'll be saying, oh, this was brilliant.
He probably might do it, actually, because now I'm reading an article in the Courier Mail about his comeback.
Okay, well, this is a part of his comeback. This is going to launch him right into the stratosphere of Christmas.
He's from an underprivileged family in Brisbane South.
Okay.
And he's making a music comeback in Brisbane.
Who we got here? Is this Mikkel, Michael? What is it? San Remo. Hello?
Michael.
Michael,
talk some sense into these people, please.
Oh, I think he's pretty good. As soon as you played that song on the radio, I put it on my Spotify straight away, actually.
Of course you did.
Michael.
Because it's a tune.
Do you know how to beatbox?
I used to when I was younger, but not anymore.
Right, well, give us a little rendition. Go on.
Of a Christmas tune.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Come
honestly.
On, just do something!
Just any kind of beatbox. Please. Doesn't even have to be Christmas. Just some beatboxing.
Honestly, I can't.
Michael!
My voice is bad at the moment.
This is live radio. You say yes to whatever we ask you to do.
No, sorry. My voice is crackly at the moment. I've got a cold.
His voice is crackly. He's got a cold. He doesn't want to do it. Don't make our listeners do stuff they don't want to do.
Mate.
Yeah?
I do stuff I don't want to do every day.
Yeah, but we get paid to do that.
Oh.
Michael doesn't. Michael, just tell me, though, would you be excited by Joel Turner beatboxing a Christmas tune on the Gaundy and Ash show to round out 2019?
I think it would be pretty cool.
Yes.
Booms and ticks, booms and kits, booms and kits, booms.
Oh, that's what you're trying to teach me, booms and ticks.
No.
Booms and ticks.
Baboons and cats.
Baboons and cats.
And then you only say the plosives. Booms and kits.
God, I feel like I'm...
Me and Joel Turner coming to you 2020!
I feel like I'm stoned right now or something. What's going on? Weird stuff happening. Producer Matt, let's round this thing out. Is this a possibility in the next seven shows to get Joel Turner on beatboxing a Christmas tune?
It would be a Christmas miracle, and I think it's very likely to happen.
Love it.
Likely.
I'm going to go sit on Santa's lap and ask for it this afternoon.
What percentage are you giving it?
I would give it a strong 88%.
88%.
I can't find him on Instagram.
All right. Leave that with us, guys. For the Joel Turner fan out there, we are going to be doing
Thanks
this on the show.
Supporting me.
Well, no, we had one person say no. We had one person on your
no,
side.
No, you just ripped on my beatboxing.
Well, it wasn't very good. All right, don't forget the caller of the week. Producer Matt's just sent that through to me. A few of our callers there could be in the running for that, and they could be winning the Move and Bed Sydney, which is for four people for the world's largest outdoor cinema. It's fun, it's romantic, it's comfortable. It's Move and Bed Sydney. Book your tickets now. We'll announce that on Friday show. Are we talking this week or next week, by the way, for the Joel Turner thing?
Oh, we'd do it for our last week. It's okay. A bit of an exciting one, don't you think?
Cool. All right, we're done for the day. Please download our podcast. Love yous all. No. Ash will take us out with some baboons and ticks.
No, I won't.
Just to finish the show. No. Thanks, guys. Go on, take us out.
No.
Baboons and ticks. Baboons and ticks.
Freak.
Have a good one, guys.
Love you guys. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.